National Travel and Tourism Week's coming up May 5th through the 11th, and this Wednesday, May 8th, from 4 to 7, is a really fun tourism tailgate party. Joe Wade is here. Hello.
Hello.
And Sarah Erickson. Hi.
Hi.
I love homeofpurdue.com, and I know you guys do such fabulous stuff. How did this tailgate party come about? Because obviously we're in an awesome place in the country where we're not too far from Indianapolis, not too far from Chicago. I go to Cincinnati and Louisville. Folks come through here on 65 in different places. How did this Tourism Week tailgate party start?
Well, we wanted to be able to showcase our partners, not just us. We have some wonderful things that we didn't have earlier on, like a winery and breweries, and we have them in to do some tastings and some kids' activities and kid-friendly, family-friendly activities. So we really wanted to have something that showcased what our partners did and kind of that your tourism in your backyard.
Yeah, and I imagine that this is one of those things that if you've lived here for a while and not made it to some of these places, or if you're in the area and curious about Triple XXX root beer or different places, that this is probably something for someone that's in the area or just visiting.
Yes, definitely. Come out. We're going to be having complimentary wine and beer tasting. People's Brewery and Thema Wagner and Wildcat Creek Winery will be there. Triple X Root Beer, we'll be having tastings, and we'll have hot dogs, hamburgers. Attractions will be on hand to share information about all the special events that they're hosting this summer and fall. It'll be a lot of fun.
And I imagine that this time of year, as we hopefully, unlike Chicago this last weekend that got snow, I imagine that this is that perfect time of year where things are starting to bloom and whatnot. And so pending weather, that this will be just right for folks to come by. It's family friendly between 4 and 7.
Yes. Don't you jinx us with creating some bad weather for us. But it is a good time. And people, even if the weather isn't perfect, people are starting to think about their vacation plans. And we often hear, I don't have money for a long vacation or an exotic vacation or whatever. And it's like there are so many things you can do right within your own backyard. And we like people that live here to know the community well enough and be proud of all the things that are offered here, that they can invite their relatives and friends and also be our salespeople for the community. Tell them about the best festival or their favorite thing.
And I know that this is one of those great traditions that are around, like Triple XXX have been featured on national TV, but Fort Wiantanon and the great festival that happens in the fall, and so many things that are happening with the Historical Society and different things, that there's a really rich history here. So whether you're looking at something commercially or historically, that there's a lot to do here in Tippecanoe County and the surrounding area.
There are so many great attractions that we have in the area. We have Prophetstown State Park, which is Indiana's newest state park. And within the state park is the farm. People don't even realize you can come out, bring your family. They can feed the chickens, meet the cows, see the horses. They can view, they have a new garden out there that's beautiful. And we have the Tippecanoe Battlefield that's nearby, and Wolf Park. So many fun attractions and things to do in the area. We are excited this year. The Feast of the Hunter's Moon is October 5th and 6th, and it draws people from all over the country to come and enjoy this great festival.
That's Sarah Erickson, as well as Joe Wade here. Homeofpurdue.com is where you can find out more information. There's an easy way I find out about things is through your newsletter, and I love being able to see that, and lots of updates about restaurants, different things that are happening. I know that this probably takes quite a bit of coordination, as you were talking about, Sarah, updating things. Tell me a little bit about the staff and volunteers that you have.
We have a wonderful team of volunteers, and And we have five full-time that, like Sarah is in charge of communications and social media. Lisa does our, keeps up, us up with brochures, and she does media placement for us, and she does all kinds of operational things as well as accounting to keep us organized and in place. Ashley is our media or our meetings and group tour person, and she probably keeps up with all the different places to take groups better than anybody else. And Corey, he is our sports marketing guy, and he works with tournaments and bringing events in, and I sit around and watch their good work, and I do. I'm on committees. When my kids were little, they always said Dad works and Mom goes to meetings. So I go to lots of committees. I'm on a number of boards. They often say if we're not on the if we're not at the table, we're on the menu. So we work hard to try to keep heads in beds and cheeks in seats and fans in stands and feet on streets. So it takes a lot. That's our full-time staff. We have wonderful part-time, mostly Purdue students that work our front desk and help us get all kinds of special projects done. They are, most of them are hospitality and tourism management students, but we have others that help us get things done. And then we have a handful of volunteers that help us with like courthouse tours, and we always try to reach out to see what other tours and things other people in the community can do for us. It's always a nice twist to find the way someone else tells a story when they do a downtown walking tour, or hear a different way that someone may present their material. It's wonderful to have the public art trails that we have, but there are great volunteers that have done like Wabash Walls. They take tours of that, and they talk about it a lot better than we can because they have a passion for that art or for that neighborhood or whatever. So we love to use whatever people in the community want to tell, help us tell our story.
That's Joe Wade, and Sarah Erickson's here. HomerPurdue.com. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, May 5th through the 11th, and a wonderful event coming up Wednesday from 4 to 7, May 8th. It's a tourism tailgate party, and there are all sorts of fun events. I have a couple of ending questions here for you guys. Do you have a number, a general number of how many folks come through not only to the tailgate party, but do you have a general number of, has it been busier this year with Purdue's 150th anniversary? Does that make a difference for folks who are visiting the area?
Purdue is certainly our number one visited attraction in the area. Not everybody views it as an attraction like we do, but and things are up. We look at our hotel numbers and our reports, and although we have had a number of additional hotel rooms built in the community, our dollars coming into those hotels is overall way up. They don't always see that themselves, each individual hotel, because it's spread throughout the community a bit more. Our numbers are up in tourism impact in spending. That research that we do is always a couple years behind, so it's going to be a while before we know that the 150th might have had some impact. But we, in visitor spending to the area, it's $370 million spent in the area. We don't have that many that come to the tailgate. but we're more in the couple hundred category there. But.
Sure. Well, I guess I'd also ask you both if there's a particular favorite coming up in the next couple of months that you really enjoy. I know there's all sorts of street festivals and food festivals and different things that are coming up. Are there anything that just a couple of highlights? You don't have to pick one. I wouldn't say what's your favorite, but are there a couple that you're really looking forward to this summer or this fall?
Personally, our family does love Wabash River Fest. We have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, and our daughter last year just loved to ride the ponies. She stood. My father helped stood in line with her for an hour for the balloon guy because she was so excited about the balloon guy that's there, and just to learn about the Wabash River and all the activities there. And they had the farmers market also over the bridge last year, which was a lot of fun. And again, we the Taste of Tippecanoe, that is June 15th. I mean, can't miss out on that. Food. We are a foodie family. Gosh, anybody wants recommendations on a restaurant in town, give us a call, because between Joe and I, we've probably been to every single one, and we've tried to review all of them on our homeofpurdueblog.com as well. But those are some big festivals we're excited about, and also Purdue football. We cannot wait for this season to come. My husband's family has season tickets, so we are really, really excited.
Joe, anything that you are particularly looking forward to?
I love Round the Fountain Art Fair. We now have Moseys and gallery walks before Round the Fountain Art Fair, but for years that was the kickoff of the season, and it's just wonderful to see, run into so many friends and people and see visitors out on the courthouse square. That was always a favorite for me, and it continues to be. And then I have worked Feast of the Hunter's Moon. I manage the info booth there at Feast, and I love our feast. It's so unique and so educational as well.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to all of these. You can find out more at homeofpurdue.com. Check things out. Bring the family. It's from 4 to 7, Wednesday, May 8th, the Tourism Tailgate, part of the National Travel and Tourism Week. Joe, Sarah, it's so nice to see you, and we hope you'll come back.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.